Week one in the books for Rough Rider Volleyball. How'd it go for you?
It went pretty well. Not too many hiccups. Good to be back in the gym working on stuff with the girls, and a lot of competition, so it's good to see that in the gym.
You know, over the summer, despite this pandemic going on, you did have a chance to get a couple of tournaments down at Cambridge, here at McCook Community College. Some others had a chance to get some camps, so they got some volleyball in this summer.
Yeah, we managed to get some camps. I didn't want to take them too far away, and thankfully Cambridge opened up and had a camp, and then we had one here in McCook, so we were able to kind of stay locally and just play some teams around our area and still get some play in, and we had a pretty successful camp season, so hopefully we can translate that into our regular season, and hopefully we get through the entire season.
Crossing fingers, crossing toes on all of that. Exactly right. You lost, of course, some good kids from last year, got to replace them, but you got a pretty good nucleus of some kids that played a lot last year back for you.
Yeah, we have four returning starters coming back, so that's good, and what will be helpful is, you know, the two that were freshmen last year have that year under their belt now, so, you know, they're a little more seasoned, and, you know, Coach Barnett's probably going to get after them a little bit more. But, yeah, four returning starters, and all three of them received conference recognition, so, you know, good nucleus coming back. Biggest thing will be replacing a setter position, so we're looking at a couple of girls for that, and the thing of it is they could be interchangeable, so they may be opposite playing, you know, and so in a game if someone's struggling, it won't be too difficult for us to switch it up a little bit and, you know, have someone else step in.
Every volleyball coach has got to go through it one time or another, is replacing your setter and bringing in a youngster, huh?
Yep. Well, you know, a setter's kind of like a quarterback. You know, they're going to touch the ball every time every time that it comes over the net. And so, you know, replacing the quarterback's a big deal.
Exactly right. So, but those girls have got a lot of reps into the first week. You've still got all of next week. Of one full week and even a little bit of the next week before your first matches.
Yeah, we're going to start next week. We got still a couple more competitions that we need to do because I'm not really sure which way I want to go. There's a couple of girls that are pushing some other girls, you know, for positions. So we're going to do, you know, a couple different competitions to see for sure where we're at there. But we'll start getting, hopefully, our rotation set, and so we can start, you know, working with our team that way so we get used to being where we need to be and get ready for Betrayan.
Yes, what an opener. Coach Mason and that great Betrayan program comes to your place, and what an opener for you, huh?
Yep, Betrayan's always been a fundamentally sound team. They run a very quick offense, so we've got to be ready for that, and you know, they're very aggressive and they, you know, go after it, so, you know, when we step out on the floor, we have to be ready to play.
And then a quad that next Saturday down at Cambridge, and I know they've had a Kansas team in there every now and then. That's probably up in the air with Kansas rules going through.
Yeah, I'm not sure 100% what Kansas. I think that they can go to tournaments with four, so they can go to a quad, but I'm not sure, you know, what
might be okay.
Yeah, so they might be okay. I don't know what their plans are. You know, we've just gotten the directive of, you know, what's going to be allowed as far as fans and that type of stuff. That's all the information I have so far. You know, so we have to play it week by week, day by day. You know, everywhere we go is going to be a little bit different. So, you know, that's just going to be our season.
And all sports, like I know Bob and I were talking a little bit ago before the show started, it's school by school. They kind of set the rules for everybody, don't they?
Yeah, and, you know, it also changes some of the places that we go are in a different health district than us, so that plays into it. So it's, you know, going to be day by day. We might find out a couple hours before we're going that maybe no fans are going to be able to go, or maybe we're not going. So, you know, we just have to be flexible this season, and hopefully we make it through the entire thing.
I think all volleyball fans, parents, whoever, for any community, be prepared. Most likely you're going to be wearing masks in a gym. If the games be played in a gym, most likely you're going to have to wear a mask most of the game.
So far, the places that, I mean, we're requiring it, and I believe Cambridge is as well, that mask be worn. It's just for the safety of the players. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
RPAC East and West, we talked about a few of them, but both sides have some pretty good teams again this year, don't they?
Oh, of course. The RPAC is always, you know, a good conference to be a part of, where you have 14 teams. That's a lot of, you know, competition. So, yeah, hopefully we make it that far.